Ja. Trapte de koning Willem op.
Ja.
Ja. Ja, dat is een beetje slap en rock and roll eigenlijk, hè?
Nou ja, het is rock and roll, ik weet het niet.
Het is een ukulele. Maar bijna akoestisch wel. Mm-hmm. Zeg, ik geloof dat we hier... wegens akoestische redenen even een beslissing in moeten nemen. Ja. Die erop neerkomt dat ik denk dat ze het even gaan ophangen, want ik vind het eigenlijk wel mooi geweest.
Ik ook. Hey, heb je nog iets voor de agenda of voor het politieke bewustzijn van de mensen of voor de actualiteit?
Dit gaat dus nog een hele poos door hier in Ruigoort. Je kunt het volgen via de bekende kanalen uiteraard. En forever, weet je wel, and ever. Maar niet alles wat is, moet per se blijven, blijf ik toch zeggen.
Welcome. Welcome to this evening's chest. We will go through the billboard's promised land. And into its shadow sound. Here are some words from a world gone, lost to us, lost in a glitter of tar pitch, glamour and poise. A rich loss.
There was an old legend that before the division of light and darkness, Helios with his six companions had invaded Disc, attracted by its great luxury. But lost in the mirror maze, the young sun god was maddened by his own burning and distorted reflections, until finally he had stumbled, blinded, out of the maze and had dived into the blue lake. And in this way night was created, and the fish who swam in the lake were dyed gold. And the young god's rays had imprinted themselves on earth, and from that time forth man had discovered gold. And now the old poet sat by the lake, watching the ripples in the water where the goldfish swam, and listening, for every now and then a word or a phrase would escape, where the young god had cast his golden shadows in scintillating sparks. A poetry of fire which cast the whole place momentary into darkness with the brightness of its reflections. He bent over his recording equipment and listened. He combs the golden rays, cooled by breezes from the four corners. The swallow has risen in the east. The doors are open. Mankind is awakened. The words flew into the air, and John and Amethyst ducked as they exploded in showers of sparks. But the old poet hardly noticed, so that the burning fragments singed his beard. The poets of the sulphur baths in seven crystal tiers, star-shaped, with the laughter of ghosts in its waters, waited expectantly. The water also released its treasures, and one of the young students motioned John and Amethyst aside and played him the day's finds. Here watch a butterfly trapped in a glass. The sand pours in until white wings flutter into stillness. 6 times 3 minutes. Archaeology is burning in high winds. One last walk, one last look.
Here, again. It was an old legend that before the division of light and darkness, Helios, with his six companions, had invaded Disc, attracted by its great luxury, but lost in the mirror maze, the young sun god was maddened by his own burning and distorted reflections, until finally he had stumbled, blinded out of the maze, and had dived into the blue lake. And in this way, night was created, and the fish who swam in the lake were dyed gold, and the young god's rays had imprinted themselves on earth. And from that time forth, man had discovered gold. And now the old poet sat by the lake, watching the ripples in the water where the goldfish swam, and listening for every now and then a word or a phrase would escape, where the young god had cast his golden shadows in the scintillating sparks. A poetry of fire, which cast the whole place momentarily into darkness with the brightness of its reflections. He bent over his recording equipment and listened. He combs the golden rays cooled by the breezes from the four corners. The swallow has risen in the east. The doors are open. Mankind is awake. The words flew into the air, and John and Amethyst ducked as they exploded in showers of sparks. But the old poet hardly noticed, so that the burning fragments singed his beard. The poets of the sulphur baths, in 7 crystal tiers, star-shaped with the laughter of ghosts in its waters, waited expectantly. The water also released its treasures, and one of the young students motioned John and Amethyst aside and played him the day's finds. Here, watch a butterfly trapped in a glass. The sand pours in until white wings flutter into stillness. 6 times 3 minutes, archaeologies burning in high winds. 1 last walk, 1 last look.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Think I'm stupid. You think I'm Thank you.
This was Chest for the week. Thank you for this hour. I wish you receive some blessed rain landing on your forehead this coming week, and for your skies to be washed in luck.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now? Het regende ook deze week weer meer dan genoeg nieuwe plaatjes om een aflevering van Cineruis mee te vullen. Goedenavond en welkom. We starten vandaag met een nieuwe band uit Bristol en dan hebben we het over de experimentele noise rock band Hall. Na 3 jaar van prutsen met de zelfgemaakte effectenbedaaltjes is hun debuut-EP Back to Silmarine klaar. Bands die graag de weirde kantjes opzoeken, dan is onze aandacht gewekt en hopelijk ook die van jullie. Dit is Hall met Vinculum.
The boy traces through the valley of silk, the gentle breeze, the slow rush of the rivers. His mind travels past the ground which he humbled on, or like acid to his lungs. His delicate face crept by mist and deformities, masked by a cloak, his back to the space between stars. His bare feet twisted and wet, pitch on teeth since then. Small bare hands on the cloak as he carries on. Until he came to the village. Obscure by mountains and hills. Now that we've more than great. Now curved for first invitation. It remains the other sound and steps, lamenting what he had done. And the boy knows in his presence. His dry throat, making the remains. The people of my land take. You see me as the devil. The portrait in the statue is like a disembodied eyes. He plays me out just with the bones. You have nothing new left. No discoveries to make. Give them a purpose. The bones of the yellow just seem crazy. From his partial, something else emerged. The chances of cues being opposed to the divine mind. If I say him in taxes. The boy reaches hands into creation. His thoughts and his actions began to intertwine. He closed his eyes and imagined his perfect world. A world where he's treated as everyone else. He was too late before he knew. All his thoughts were true. His perfect is a sudden turn. His skin began to burn. A million rats beautiful for the bound child. The four quarters of the hour, carrying their epidemic wherever they went.